Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
We've made it to Friday. Reward yourself. Two words, Brewers Outlet. Imports, domestics, microbrews. Best selection of beer anywhere. Great setup, too. Soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Pickle bar is tremendous. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Good afternoon, Kevin Herr.
How are you, sir?
I'm well on this Friday. Dick Girardi from Pimlico, where they're running the Black-Eyed Susan States today.
Named after the official drink of tomorrow's race.
Yeah, that's... They put Black-Eyed Susans on the winner.
I know.
Yeah. I think the drink was named after the...
It's possible.
Flowers.
That's possible. You know what today also is?
May 15th.
Well, technically that is correct. Yes, it is.
So mark down another correct one for me.
It's Fast Friday.
It's what?
Fast Friday. This is where they get another...
Where we get to fast from racing? Thank you very much. All right, even Lawrence loved that one.
No, it's where they get another 10 boost in the turbochargers, and now we're up above 230 in practices as they get ready for qualifying tomorrow and Sunday.
Give me a Y. Give me an A. Give me a W. Give me an N. All right, what does that spell?
Fast.
Yawn.
Marco Andretti, third fastest today. Sage Karam, fourth fastest today. Everybody in that top, I believe, 15 even. At least the top 10 was above 230 so far.
Phillies won yesterday. And, of course... A series of great articles all over the state. Mike Poorman, statecollege.com. Nate Bauer, Bluewood Illustrated, Lou Prado. In several publications, Mark Brennan, Fight on State, Frank Bodani, York Daily Record, Rich Scarcella, Reading Eagle, Donnie Collins and Scranton, Mark Wogenrich in Allentown, and... A wonderful article by Dave Jones in the Patriot News, all in the passing of Fran Fischer. So if you have any recollections you want to get in here or express condolences, you can at 800-795-9565. Meanwhile, today we'll have Dick Girardi from the Preakness. He'll join us at 4:06 today to talk about the race, which is tomorrow, the second leg of horse racing's Triple Crown. American Pharoah is the only one that can win the Triple Crown and is the favorite, but will run from the number one post. Kevin will be anxiously awaiting to hear what Dick thinks about the eight-horse field. It's a more normal race, a more normal field with eight horses there.
Yeah, the Kentucky Derby is starting to look like a steeplechase right now with all the horses.
Yet, to be honest with you, Kevin, this race wasn't that. The top three horses went to the front and stayed up there the entire race. When you think about it, American Pharoah, Dortmund, and Firing Line took right to the front, and they ran the final mile as a three-horse race. Out of the mile and a quarter. So that's actually a little different. This is going to be only eight horses. This is more of a jockey's race. Everybody knows where everybody is. You can find them. So then strategy becomes important. So that's coming up. The Brady appeal is in.
Yeah, guess who's going to hear it? Guess who's going to hear it?
Is Roger going to hear it, or is it going to be...
The last I heard it was going to be Roger Goodell, unless something's changed.
He's got a problem here in all of this. And, yeah, but here's the problem, though. The NFLPA wants Goodell to testify, you know.
I can see a little bit of a conflict there.
Well, I'm just saying they want him to testify in the Brady case. That's interesting. Because they want an arbitrator, which is what they should have. Patriots put out an impassioned appeal and so forth. I mean, here's the problem. The Wells report, there's no hard evidence of anything. They go in the bathroom for 100 seconds. Now, do we assume something nefarious happened? Yes. Is it possible that they went into the bathroom and went to the bathroom? Here's Roger Goodell's problem, though. Roger Goodell's problem is this. Who is the person that really paved the way for him to be commissioner? Who's the person who, when the lockout was happening, got the NFLPA to believe that Roger Goodell was somebody who could be trusted? Who was the one that did all that? Robert Kraft. Now, certainly, you know, you want to make, you know, sometimes when you're trying to make it seem like you're impartial, you go overboard. Now, I've gone overboard here, I think, on the suspension of Brady. I mean, if he got suspended for a couple games, he got suspended for a couple days. Games. Four games? Based on that report? Really? I think if that were the case presented in a court of law, the jury would be laughing its backside off, and the deliberations would take about 45 minutes. Just based on the evidence presented. Now, do Kevin and I both think that something happened? Yeah. Does that report prove it? No. Makes some assumptions, doesn't it? Kevin just wants Brady out for the first game because he has no confidence in his team at all.
No, that's not true. I have all the confidence in the world of the Pittsburgh Steelers offense and maybe even special teams.
Hold on. You're the guy that has ripped Tom Haley left and right. Now it's your area of comfort.
I didn't say I had confidence in Todd Haley. I have confidence in Ben Roethlisberger running the offense. I don't have confidence in Todd Haley calling the offense, because I do believe there's times where Ben looks at his wrist and goes, yeah, that's not going to work. Here's what we're going to do. Who do you think's going to get fired for doing that? It sure ain't going to be Ben Roethlisberger.
No. You're an odd little man, I'll tell you. Well, I have total confidence in our offense. I bring up Todd Haley. I have no confidence in him at all. What do you think calling this thing?
I don't consider him part of the offense. I consider him part of the coaching staff. I don't have confidence in the offensive coaching staff. How's that?
What do you think he does?
I'm still trying to figure it out.
Luxury costs less at Sunbury Motors Lincoln. MKZ, MKS, and MKCs starting under $40,000. That's a lot of car for the money. Love owning a new car but hate paying all that interest? Sunbury Motors Lincoln is making luxury affordable with 0% financing on MKZ, MKS, MKX, and MKC models. And 2-year, 24,000-mile complimentary maintenance on every new Lincoln. Think you can't afford a new Lincoln? Think again. Never before, discounts of over $4,600 on a new Lincoln MKC all-wheel drive and take advantage of 0% for 48 months. Save over $5,600 on a new Lincoln MKZ all-wheel drive and take advantage of 0% for 72 months. Your home for affordable luxury. Sunbury Motors Lincoln in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. Check out our inventory right now at sunburymotors.com. Plus tax and tax. Low rate financing with approved credit. Not all buyers will qualify. See dealer for complete details.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Okay, welcome back. Great to have you with us. During the break, I was treated to a bunch of numbers. And, you know, so in other words, you're telling me that on an empty track with no traffic, that means something?
Well, it will tomorrow, that's for sure.
Yeah, but, you know, it's 500 miles. I mean, it's not a 500-yard race.
No, but there's a little bit of a bonus to win the pole. There's bonus in points. Plus, anybody that qualifies for the 500 will get a points boost.
Kevin, do you know how much money these people are worth?
No.
Who cares about the bonus? The bonus means nothing.
Well, if you make, at one point, if you made the Indianapolis 500, just making it as the 33rd car, you actually could break even. That's just getting in the race.
Okay, well.
And somebody won't tomorrow, because there are 34 cars with Pippa Mann's entry as the 34th.
Yeah, she's out. All right, let's see.
Well, she crashed earlier this week, so she's going to be in a backup, that's for sure.
So Pippa Middleton is driving
Not
the race?
Not Pippa Middleton, but they are from the same country.
That's great! That is great! Oh, now I want to go.
Gives birth, hops into the car. Oh, wait, that was her sister that gave birth. Sorry.
Oh, this show is just...
Sorry, I haven't been watching Entertainment Tonight lately. My mistake.
It's Kate Middleton.
Yeah, I know.
Married
I
to
know.
Prince William.
I know.
Pippa is the sister-in-law of the prince. All right. Sister-in-law. Show's just headed in an uncomfortable direction ever since we went into indie land, which, like, you're rattling off meaningless stuff. Ugh, unbelievable. All right. And your guy, Sage Karam, who you don't even hide whether or not you're prejudiced toward him. It's just...
No, I'm very prejudiced toward him. I mean, there's no question about it. 230.166 and fourth right now in the speed charts today.
Okay. Okay, you insist. We have a tendency.
Kid's going to be good, I'm telling you.
Oh, I'm sure he's going to be marvelous. We have a tendency, and I'm going to get into this with Dick. And you know, listening to the show, that if I think something is irrelevant, there's a tendency to talk about too many irrelevant things. Now, the speeds that you're talking about at Indianapolis, as an example, are relevant in that if I've got a car and all of a sudden my car is cranking out 224, 225, I'm really uncomfortable where I am. If I'm in the neighborhood with everybody else, a couple miles an hour, all right, now I'm competitive. Now I'm competitive. If I'm down about 224, I am really uneasy about where I am.
That's like a half a lap.
All right. So that's what that means. The numbers you're talking about, those are guys that are competitive. Once the race starts, you have traffic. You have issues. You have drafting. You're not going around at 230 miles an hour. So the qualifying thing is one thing. The actual race is something entirely different.
Well, I think what makes this unique, though, is the way you qualify with four laps and then you take the average speed of those four laps. And if you're not a race fan, and you're just a sports fan, and you haven't really watched this.
And the vast majority of the audience isn't.
And judging by the attendance, you aren't.
And judging by the ratings. Okay.
Spend a few minutes tomorrow afternoon watching a four-lap qualifier, and you'll see how drastically the speeds change from lap one to lap four, and what makes this style qualifying so interesting.
Or he can cut the lawn and play golf like I'm going to. All right.
Do I rip you when it's basketball season? Do I make you? No, I support you along the way.
Yeah, but the Final Four gets, you know, between 14 and 20 ratings.
I'm just saying I support you along the way, basketball season. This is my second favorite month, and it's actually starting to get popped up above August right now.
You do know there's nothing happening in August, right?
Not for you, but there's a lot that happens for me.
Like what?
All my teams in the fall have an opportunity to win. Sometimes by September, all that's gone.
They don't play a game in August this year.
Yeah, that's why I think May is jumping ahead of August now, because the way that Labor Day falls just doesn't make August as interesting as it did last year.
I'm doing baseball games the entire month of August. I've got games left and right. For me, it's exciting. For you, I don't quite get it.
2 weeks from the biggest day in motorsports.
Yeah, NASCAR's got that Charlotte race.
And Monaco in the morning.
NASCAR's got that Charlotte race. We're going to have Dr. Jerry Punch on the show next week, right?
Yes, Monday.
Jim Delaney on Wednesday, Patrick Chambers on Friday.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports domestic microbrews. It's Friday. It's Friday in spring. It's Friday in May. Go on out. Enjoy. You've earned it. Soft drinks, snacks. The peanuts are fresh and hot, roasted every day. Bags are right there by the register. And the pickle bar is second to none. Love it. Dollar Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Kevin today had to turn in his Indy car.
Yes, I was not able to get it up to 230 miles an hour, so I had to turn it in. But if you'd like to find out how you can save almost $6,000 on the new 2014 Hyundai Sonata Limited Turbo, head down to Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury. You'll find out why I like this vehicle so much, why I was talking about the leather seats, all the great extras that are in it, including a back seat that seats three, but also has a heated option for the winter time, the panoramic moonroof that lets the back people in the back seat enjoy some of the nice bright sunshine as well. You'll find, of course, power doors, power windows, keyless push-button start, and you'll also find the ability to have a basic warranty that's 60 months, 60,000 miles, and even a corrosion perforation warranty, which means that if it rusts through, they will take care of it for up to 84 months. Check it out. The 2014 Hyundai Sonata Limited Turbo, the 2.0 turbo sedan, available at Sunbury Motors Hyundai, North 4th Street in Sunbury.
And, of course, don't forget Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Note to the side here, very important, and Jennifer Wakeman will update this along with CBS News at the top of the hour. Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, the Boston bomber, has received the death penalty. The jury came back. They deliberated for 8 hours and 15 minutes. The decision is that they have said yes to the death penalty for Dzhokhar Tsarnaev. And now, how long that process takes with appeals and so forth, he'll probably still be alive 20 years from now. But Timothy McVeigh is an example. When they gave him the death penalty after the Murrah Federal Building bombing, McVeigh was put to death considering a relatively quick period of time. Tsarnaev, you know, will appeal this, but again, Tsarnaev has been given the death penalty by a Boston jury. They deliberated 8 hours and 15 minutes before coming to that decision. And normally when the jury deliberates at 8:15 on a death penalty case is actually a relatively quick time. Normally when it's that quick, normally it does end up that way with the death penalty getting the thumbs up. All right. We'll have more on with CBS News and Jennifer Wakeman at the top of the hour. Series of proposals today. Number one, they want the shot clock reduced from 35 to 30 seconds. Thumbs up to that. Second, they're going to expand the arc under the basket. Fine by me. That works. These are rules that were experimented with in the NIT and also the CBI. They also want to speed up games with a reduction in stoppages. They have proposed, and we'll see how this plays. Now, the 30-second shot clock will absolutely make it. The expanded arc under the basket will absolutely make it. And the rules oversight panel is going to meet next month. So the 30-second clock and the arc will both make it. No doubt in my mind about that. I don't doubt it's unanimous. Now, let's see. Now, these rules here become interesting. They proposed eliminating one timeout per team in the second half of games. I'm absolutely for that. Whether or not they approve it remains to be seen. They're also going to disallow coaches from calling timeouts from the bench. How often have you seen a scramble for the ball and boom, timeout called? You're like, okay, I didn't see the kid call timeout. Yeah, the kid didn't call timeout. The bench did. Not sure that one's going to make it, but I find it to be an interesting proposal. And this one I like a lot. They will blend any timeouts called within 30 seconds of a planned television timeout into the television timeout itself. So in other words, there's 8:02 to go in the game. You're in trouble. You're just trying to somehow right the ship here. The other team is on an 8-point run. It's a 2-point game. You're not waiting for the TV timeout. You see the coach call a timeout. Bang. Now, that's good coaching. They're not going to sit there and wait for the TV timeout. They need the timeout now. That's fine. And then what has happened in the past is that, okay, they come back to the floor and, you know, you hit a shot, they come down the floor, there's a foul, there's a stoppage, and we've gone from 8:02 to 7:46 on the clock, and here comes another timeout because this is the scheduled TV timeout. This is the NBA rule that they want to put in, and I am absolutely for this rule. If you, anywhere from 8 minutes and 30 seconds down to 8 minutes, or 4:30, 16:30, 12:30, whatever it happens to be, and a coach calls a full timeout, calls a timeout, bang, it becomes the TV timeout at that point. That rule will make it. That is a great rule, and that's one the NBA uses. You're still looking at an empty racetrack. I know that.
I'm listening intently.
You're watching an empty racetrack. Just look. Just admit it.
I like the timeout thing, but I don't like the coach not being able to call a timeout from the bench.
I don't think that one's going to make it.
I mean, who's going to call the timeout?
Well, the player with the ball has to be the one that calls the timeout, or the players on the court.
So give me, now, go back to the scenario. Give me a scenario where this would come into play.
Ball's loose. Two guys are tied up.
Okay. Now.
Okay. Right. And the player's got to call the timeout, and or one of the players on the floor has to call the timeout.
Right.
The coach can't call it.
Right. It has to be another player on the floor calling the timeout.
Right. Right. So you have to have.
That's why I don't think it'll work.
Well, no, it won't work because you have to have four other guys on the court with common sense.
Exactly. Yes, that's going to be tough.
I haven't seen that in a long time. I haven't seen a lot over the years of any team I've watched saying, you know what, all five guys have a feel for time and score. Okay?
That's where I feel the issue is going to come in.
No, my thought is that that's one where it's not going to go because the coaches don't want to cede control over that. They want to have the ability from the bench to call their own timeout. And I don't think that's going to make it, and I don't like that because in football the coach can call a timeout. So let the coach in basketball call timeout. You can call from the bench. I think that's fine. I have no problem with that. I think it's a great move if they go with the blending of timeouts, media timeouts, coach timeout within 30 seconds of a scheduled media timeout.
Yeah, I like that a lot. From a spectator standpoint, I like that.
I talked about that, I think about 2 months ago, 30-second shot clock, I'm all for. I know Patrick Chambers, for example, likes 24. I prefer 30 because I still think the college game should have a little bit of separation. It should not be a clone of the pro game. Pro game's 48 minutes, college game's 40. So, you know, the arc is 20 feet 6 inches, or is 20 feet 9 inches. Arc's 20 feet 9 inches. It's 23.9 in the pros and 22 on the corners. You have better athletes at that level. 24-second shot clock where they get the ball over makes sense for them. I think 30 seconds with 10 to get it over makes sense to me. Now, one thing I would change, though, I really would. I'm bringing the ball up the court, and I get to 8, I call a timeout because I'm not over the line yet. Or I get to 8 and the ball's knocked out of bounds. You know what happens, don't you? You get a fresh 10. I wouldn't give him a fresh 10. You got 2 to get the ball over. But that wasn't proposed. 30-second shot clock makes it. Expanded arc makes it, in my mind. I think the blended timeout makes it. I think that the elimination of one timeout for second half makes it, but I don't think the coaches will lose the opportunity to call timeouts themselves on the bench.
Yeah, because you know the guy that has his hand on the basketball isn't going to call timeout because odds are he's not going to be heard unless he signals. Mm-hmm. So he's not taking his hands off the ball.
No, but that's the way it used to be. I mean, it used to be like that. I mean, they got timeouts. I mean, that's, you know, I mean, you could still see it, but I'm just saying I'd still rather have the coach call timeout. I think these are all really good rules. I think the coach timeout's the only one that doesn't make it. Simple as that. And they'll make a final determination on it next month. Next month. And Tsarnaev did get the death sentence. So just, you know, jury in the 2013 Boston Marathon bombings. NFLPA wants Goodell to testify. He's the one hearing the appeal. Oh, that's a great system. I made up my mind. Now you get to change it.
So I'm trying to picture how this is going to work. Roger Goodell sits there and he goes, okay, why did you choose why you did? Well, Roger, I chose why I did. I chose the reason I did because that's just... It just doesn't make any sense. What did you find out in your investigation? Well, Roger, I found that in my investigation. And...
Yeah, that's just, that makes no sense to me. Makes no sense. I know there was some Penn State basketball news today. Again, I can't comment on it because it involves recruiting. It was good news, but again, it involves recruiting. So because of that, I can't do that. Next half hour, Dick Girardi, we won't be talking about basketball. We will be talking about the Preakness, a race in the month of May that matters. You didn't take the bait.
No, not gonna this time. That was too obvious.
Well, just so you know, it's, again, the only thing about practice times is it lets you know who has competitive cars.
That's exactly right.
It doesn't mean anything beyond that.
Well, it doesn't necessarily mean anything for the race. What it means is for qualifying. That's what it means. You do not want to be in the back 11 starting in this race. It is just bad.
Why, is the race shorter than 500 miles?
No, when you're doing a three wide and somebody wiggles going into one on the first turn in the middle of the pack, it is wiping out the back third in a hurry.
Okay, I have a solution. Get better drivers. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Need a break? SMC can help. Sunbury Motors Ford wants to give you a spring break. Choose from over 250 new Fords with savings up to 10 grand. And financing as low as 0% for up to 72 months. And no payments for 90 days. Pick from over 40 of the fuel-efficient 2015 Ford Focus. And they're priced from just $16,980. SMC has 30 of the top-selling 2015 Ford Escapes. And they're slashed to as low as $19,915. The number one selling truck for 38 consecutive years is the Ford F-Series, and Sunbury Motors has 80 trucks in stock starting as low as $25,989. Every new Ford will be clearly marked during this unprecedented spring break sale at Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. SMC, proudly owned by the Merce family for 100 years. Have a safe and happy Memorial Day from Sunbury Motors.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the Pickle Bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the Beverage Supermarket, Brewer's Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
The Cubs lead the Pirates 3-1. That game is in the bottom half of the fourth inning at Wrigley Field. The only Pirate run today so far driven in by Pedro Alvarez. And so far, the Little Bears are in front, 3-1, bottom of the fourth. They have out-hit the Bucks 5-4 so far. And Chris Bryant, two-run shot with Fowler and Rizzo aboard. So it's Bryant who finally hit his... It took him a while to hit his first home run. Now that he's hit his first home run, he's hitting home runs. He hit his fourth home run of the year. And that three-run shot's giving them a 3-1 lead. The kid's doing just fine. He's hitting .281 with four home runs now and 23 knocked in. It's not bad. You know, a lot of buildup. And he is living up to it. The Cubs are playing pretty well. I mean, it's not like they're not playing poorly. I mean, they are playing well. The Pirates have been a mixed bag so far. I mean, the Philly series, no offense, they should have swept that thing. And Chase Utley is batting 12th in the lineup tonight. Man, it's a little low.
I think he's sixth.
I mean, 12 isn't right?
I don't think so.
Is he above 125 yet?
I don't know. I'll have to look that up. I'm not sure. No, I'm not sure.
Do you know how bad 125 is?
Yes.
I mean, you know how bad that is? I mean, that's bad.
Phillies did call up their new third baseman, Franco.
Oh, Michael Franco. Yep. I liked it. When I saw him in Williamsport, I thought, you know, this guy's going to be a good player down the road.
Hitting .355 in Lehigh Valley right now.
I think he'll be fine. How many times have I mentioned Michael Franco on the show here over the last couple of years as a guy to look at? Let's see, your guy, Utley. Nope, he's not over 125 yet.
What is he, like 124?
118.
Franco was up in Williamsport in 2011, hit just under 300. I think it was just right around 290 up in Williamsport at that point.
I think he's one of the few guys I've seen go through there. We're going to have Gabe Sinacopi on the show Monday. He's one of the few guys I've seen go through Williamsport. I thought, hey, upward mobility dude can play. I liked him a lot. Utley at 118 on base percentage. 194. That's just not good.
No.
I mean, at least Howard's hitting .230. He's got 7 home runs, 16 knocked in. He's the offense. He's the guy. Guy you rip every day. I love Chase Utley. Love him. Love him. Hey, Howard's out there. He's hitting a mere 112 points higher. You have more home runs, more runs knocked in, but you hate Ryan Howard. You love Chase Utley.
Sadly, on this baseball team, that actually might be, you know, one of the leading hitters on the team. On most baseball teams, that would be barely middle of the pack.
I mean, if I were you, I'd sell the jersey now. He'll be a member of the Padres by the end of the month.
I don't have it. I have a T-shirt that doesn't count. The jersey I have is already. I've actually gotten two uses out of the Jim Thome jersey.
Oh, really? So you wax cars frequently or what?
I've had two stints where I could wear the Thome jersey. Second one was rather brief.
Penn State University disabled the computer network in the College of Engineering today because of a sophisticated cyber attack from China. How about that?
Yeah, I saw that they got hacked.
Yeah. However, university officials said in a statement there was no evidence to suggest that research data or personally identifiable information such as Social Security or credit card numbers have been stolen. The network was used by about 18,000 students, faculty, and staff. And the beat goes on.
Wasn't me. If I wanted your Social Security number, I'd find an easier way to get it.
Yeah. Dzhokhar Tsarnaev gets the death penalty. That'll be the top story on CBS News, which is just moments away. And then we'll follow up with Jennifer Wakeman, then with Dick Girardi from Pimlico to talk about tomorrow's Preakness. Kevin is ready with paper and pencil in hand to write down what Dick says, because for Kevin, this is the golden ticket. This is the golden parachute. This is what we roll the entire mortgage into every year.
Papa needs a trifecta.
This is why he'll be back on the show Monday.
Quinella would be nice, too.
You couldn't get a Quinella in a four-horse race.
If I wheeled in horse, extra horses, even.
Well, that's tomorrow. Finally, a race worth watching in the month of May.
Still not falling for the bait.